Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Grand rising, rich rising, all of the above. Good afternoon and good night to my international watchers. How are you guys doing today? Happy Mother's Day or happy belated Mother's Day. Here in the U.S., we celebrated Mother's Day yesterday. Shout out to all the beautiful mothers out there. Thank you guys for all your sacrifices and what you do. Good morning and welcome. My name is Brittany Daniel and welcome to the Morning Motivation. This is a segment of my podcast, the Brittany Daniel Podcast, streaming on Spotify, Amazon Prime or Amazon Podcasts and Google Podcasts. I hope that you guys are well. If you guys don't ever catch a live, you can always listen on the streaming platforms to hear the latest episode. But I'm super excited for you guys. I'm super excited for this conversation today because I wasn't going to have it. I was thinking like, okay, what are we going to talk about for Monday? What are we going to talk about? And since it was just Mother's Day, we are going to talk about women's health, but on a whole different level, y'all. Whole different level. We are going to read out of The Sacred Woman by Queen Afua. This book is super powerful. If you know, you know. If you don't, it's okay. We're going to talk about it. We're going to educate because our wombs and our health are super tied together, especially what we eat. And we're going to talk about that too. But before we jump into it, we're going to say our prayer and then we are going to give our morning shout outs. So if you are new, please let me know in the comments where you are from. Load up the comments for your morning shout out. Do not forget to give this video a thumbs up. And if you are new, please hit that subscribe button so you do not miss a single episode because we go live each and every Monday through Friday, weekday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so, yeah, here we go. So dear Heavenly, if you are not religious or spiritual, or you do not sign up for the Christian faith, it is totally fine. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway, but you're totally welcome either way. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for allowing us to fellowship and learn from one another and talk amongst the internet. I pray that this conversation is sought with an open mind for education, for better health, for all of us women, because we deserve it. We want to honor our bodies and all that you have created us to be. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. I don't know what that sound is, y'all. Like a squeaky sound. I think it's Zara. But good morning. Let's head to the morning shout outs. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Apple Dumpling. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. I hope you all had a beautiful and great weekend. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Thorough Tomato. Hey, baby girl. Zara's here, you guys. Good morning. I woke up this Saturday thinking you were coming on at 8. I forgot. You know what? That has happened to me before on a Saturday. I jumped up and I was like, oh my gosh, morning motivation. I was like, wait a minute. But thank you so much. And the men, I know that this conversation isn't necessarily geared toward you, but I would love for you guys to stay just to listen because you guys affect this conversation so much. And sometimes men shy away when women talk about their reproductive health, but you guys are a key factor in how we can heal ourselves and how we can be toxified. You got to get down, baby. You can't come up here today. I'm sorry. Get down. Good morning, Miss Demita Joe. Good morning, Charlene. So I hope the males that join in and tune in stick around. This is not just a woman conversation. This is a human conversation. If you have daughters, this is important for you to know as well so you can pass this information down to them. But again, I want to say shout out to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day. Happy belated Mother's Day. Mother's Day was yesterday in the U.S. We celebrated our mothers yesterday. So yesterday, and let me know what you guys did yesterday for all the mothers out there. My mom came over, my honey's mom came over. We had a vegan dinner, which I was super excited about. If you guys are following me on Instagram, you guys will see all of the delicious fruits and vegetables that I picked up yesterday. So that was super exciting. And we just had a good old time just talking and eating. And it was really low key. We didn't do too big, but that was my Mother's Day. So I hope you guys had a great one. I enjoyed fellowshipping with my mom, celebrating, and being able to talk to my honey's mom. It was a great, great time. So we are diving in to Sacred Woman, you guys. I tried, so the link I tried to link it to my Brittany's bookstore. I will link it here. It will be down below after the broadcast, after we go live. Let me link it for you guys in the comment section so you guys can pick up your copy if you would like. And if you use my link, it would just help me out a little bit. That's all. But no worries. But I really think every woman, every man with a daughter should have this book front and center in their homes. Now, I will say that this book can be a little heavy because it's non-traditional. It's not what we were taught. It challenges a lot of our beliefs as far as what we consume. It challenges a lot of our beliefs and how we believe our bodies are formed and how they're maintained. But it's all holistic. It's all natural. It goes back to, you know, the sacred roots of Africa where we are from innately. And it really just dig a deep. Y'all see this book? When I say it's so much information on here, if any women have ever dealt with cysts, fibroids, painful sex, if you have a high, if you get yeast infections often, if there's so many things that women go through that we do not talk about publicly. And I know some men are up there cringing like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that, but it's real. You know, a lot of us women, we go through a lot of trauma, sexually, mentally, physically, with past relationships, maybe abuse and things like that. And this book covers it all, y'all. It covers everything, from your diet to your relationships to just your overall health, which you should be asking your doctor, which you should be looking out for, how to cleanse yourself and rid yourself of ailments naturally, with just herbs and foods. And it's super, super powerful. When I first got this book I bought this book in like 2019. It was before the pandemic. And I read the foods that she tells us not to eat. And I had to put the book down. I was like, I wasn't ready. Because there's a lot of things that we, especially as the Black Americans, that we consume on a daily basis that we feel are like top tier, right? That are really, 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 really bad for us. And let me know in the comments below if you guys have read this book, if you know about this book, if you're hip to this book, if this book freaks you out, because it is a very powerful spiritual book. And man, it's just the stuff that I've been reading. You could just crack open this book and just get a whole lot of gems. It talks about how our wombs are formed, what they mean, practices we have. Let me know if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns as we're talking about this. Let me know if you've never heard of it. Let me know if you've never even heard of Queen Afua. You may have seen her and she's been on the Red Table, or she's had an episode of the Red Table Talk. I know she's had a conversation with Lauren London. She just did a conversation with 19 Keys. Man, she's a real pillar. She's actually... whose doula, or excuse me, midwife is she? She was Tiana Taylor's midwife, along with Erykah Badu. So they're all like spiritually, she's that type of woman. She's spiritual. She's kind of just different, right? Which I really, really love and appreciate about her. You can't get up here, baby girl. You got to wait. I'm sorry. You're going through your time too. So you got to wait. So it just talks about it. So let me open up a part that I thought was really fascinating. Because the thing is, right, so we're taught about our bodies. We're taught about our bodies either in school. We're taught about our bodies from our parents. We're taught about our bodies maybe from media. Like I learned a lot when I was growing up from this lady named Sue. I forgot her name. I was about to say Susie Orman. That was not her. And she just talked about, you know, sexual health. But it was more so on the sexual side. Nobody in my personal life, and you guys let me know, let me know if you guys have been taught this or not, but I was taught how to keep my body clean, right? So your moms and your grandmothers taught you how to prepare yourself during that time of the month. They taught you how to properly clean yourself, but I have never had the conversation with internal health. Yeah, my grandmother told me, you know, you have to eat right. You have to do, you know, treat your body good, but I did not know how connected our guts were as women to our reproductive organs. So let me see what you guys say before we dive into this book, because it's really, really good. Such a Lady says, I felt the same way like you did like you did, I had to put it down and it's just dusted on it now. But now that we have evolved, I really challenge any woman who put the book down, like, ooh, this is too heavy, this is too much, I'm not ready for that. I challenge you to pick it up. It took me a few years to pick this book back up because it is really, it does challenge you. It does make you like, oh my gosh, I'm doing all of this wrong. And it's scary when you're told that you're not doing something right, especially when you thought you were doing okay. It's like, oh my gosh, it could get a little overwhelming. So I'm glad, such a lady, you felt the same way. Nana says, it's so funny. We're talking about this. I watched 19 Keys interview and wanted to get this book. This is a sign to get it right now. Absolutely. So you guys can check out the link. The link will be in the description box after the YouTube video. I tried to put it on the bookstore beforehand, but it just didn't work. So I'm going to do that afterwards. But yeah, so let's just talk about it, right? So this book really showed me, and this is the chapter I started on, because I've been telling you guys, I've been preparing for motherhood, so to speak, right? And the reason why I'm doing it now, before I'm even having kids, before we're even planning on kids, is because every time I've done my research, I'm a big researcher, I'm a Virgo. I have to know what's what, how things work, why things work. If I have an idea of what I want to do, whether it be business, whether it be health, whether it be family, I just do a lot of research. And when I was watching videos about women who had babies already, either they did it naturally or whatever, they always said, I wish I would have started my research before I got pregnant. I wish I would have known things before I got pregnant, because 9 months is like 200 and something days or 190 something days. It's not a lot of time to prepare yourself when you're trying to prepare physically, financially, mentally, emotionally. You have so much going on and you're packed with hormones when you're pregnant. So they say it's not really, they wish they would have just had more time because their minds would have been more clear. They wouldn't have been freaking out at everything that they read on the internet. So I just decided to start doing my research. Like, I know I want to be a mother one day. Why not? Right. So this book is super, super informative when it comes to our wombs as women. And if you're done with kids, this is super important, especially if you're going through menopause, if you have had a hysterectomy, this book is still important. If you want kids, say if you had kids and you're having a hard, difficult time having children, this is a great book to read as well. Anything that has to do with our wombs as women, anything that has to do with your fellas, your future wives or your daughters, this book is super important. So I had no idea how connected our guts were to our wombs and our reproductive organs as women. Now, I had no idea, if you guys can see this diagram, how high our stomach sat up. I always thought our stomachs were like low abdomen over like normally where our uterus is. It sits right above it, right? It sits right around here. And the interesting part is our intestines are right next to our reproductive organs, or right next to our womb, or right next to our cervix, our uterus, and all of that stuff, if you guys can see here. And so when I was talking to my nurse practitioner, she said, for those of you who eat chitlins, which we shouldn't, just say it. For those of you who eat chitlins, you know how thin that membrane is. If anybody's seen chitlins or you're familiar with any type of, it's a very thin layer. Our intestines are very, very thin. That wall of intestines is very, very thin. And when we eat toxins, when we eat a lot of our processed foods, right? When we eat a lot of candy and sugar and all of the things that are so good to us, the dairy, the cheese, and it breaks it all down in the book. So I'm not, you know, I want to spoil for anybody, but when we eat a lot of things that are really toxic for us, right? A lot of the meats that we eat, a lot of the, like I said, the dairies, you know, a lot of us love cheese. I'm a cheese girl. I have to get off of cheese, because reading this book has informed me that certain foods, especially how they make our foods here in America, can't speak for, you know, if you live in the Caribbean, if you live overseas, your food is way better quality, especially your fruits and stuff like that, way better quality and all of that. Here in America, our food is horrible. Like, our traditional food, like it's not really good for us, especially a lot of our processed foods are not good for us. But anyways, the food comes through our stomachs, if you guys can see this, and it goes into our intestines. And what sits right around here, ladies, our uterus. And because that lining is super, super thin, a lot of the toxins can leak into our cervix and our uteruses and our fallopian tubes and really do damage to us. So like cysts and fibroids, and a lot of those things are tied to diet, and they're tied to also your man's diet. This is something that I did not, like I knew that, you know, we heard about soul ties, right? We've heard about how when you have sex with somebody, you're connected to them. I had no idea how much a man's diet impacted our bodies. So say if you're really healthy, right? Say if you're like, Brittany, well, that's cool, I'm vegan, or I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. I really take care of myself. I'm really good. I don't drink too often. You know, I'm really, really thorough when it comes to my diet. That's great. I was in the book, it talks about this, right? So it's a woman, she was vegan. She did what she was supposed to do for herself, but her partner ate a lot of processed foods. He drank a lot of beer. You know, women, we got the men, they have the little dad guts and stuff, the man bellies from beer and the things that they consume, either drugs or alcohol or whatever the case may be. But what I did not know is how their sperm can become toxic. So men that are watching this, your sperm can become toxic to the female body if you yourself do not take care of yourself in the same way. So the book challenges as women, and we've talked about this and we had this conversation. Remember, we are the matriarchs most of the time. If we do the shopping in the household, we are the ones that are bringing the food in. And of course, you're grown, right? Men are grown. You can't stop them from doing what they want to do. But bringing so many of these good things into our homes, right? Or if you're with a man, watching his diet, or ladies, when you're dating and you're picking a man to be the future father of your child, what does he consume? Like when you go out to eat, what is he eating? How does he feel about food? Is he open-minded about food? Or is he somebody that's like, you know what? I'm not changing my diet. I don't care. You know, whatever you say, it doesn't matter. The dangers of that is he's putting now you in danger. But if he's open and he's like, yeah, we can take some things out, add more fruits, add more vegetables. So thankful for the man I have. He's really on board with being very healthy and eating right. So thank God for that. But there's some people, I was one of them. I don't care. I'm going to eat what I want to eat, blah, blah, blah. But it's really bad for us, you guys. It's like to the point where it damages us long term. The cause of tumors and a cysts have so much to do with our diets. And if you have abdominal pain a lot, if you have pain during sex, and I'm not a doctor, so y'all, you know, but be careful the doctors y'all go to too, because men have no idea internally what it feels like when we have discomfort and pain and certain things. Sometimes they will basically like, oh, you're fine. So really go to a woman, and all women aren't good either. Go to a woman that you trust that will listen to you. If you have pain in your uterus, go get ultrasounds. I know that this can be a little costly if you do not have insurance, but ask for these things, ladies, because you need to know what your reproductive organs look like versus having a baby or not carrying your baby to full term and then having to figure out what's wrong and what's, you know, sometimes we wait too late when we're trying to conceive, or when we've had several miscarriages, or we've had, you know, certain things go on. And some things are medical, but from this book, and what I'm learning from this book is a lot of the surgeries they tell us that we need when we have fibroids or thyroid problems or cysts, we really don't need. We have to just change our diet, do some detoxing, make sure our partner is healthy as well. Because again, if they're not eating right, if they're not living right, right? If they are carrying around a lot of stress, that's why we have to be their peace, so to speak, not to be a doormat. No, but why the Bible challenges to be their peace, because all of that goes into their sperm, and their sperm can be toxic to our bodies because we intake it. They release, we intake, right? So we want to be very, very careful. Good morning. Oh my gosh, my dad's on here. Ciao. Daddy, this is not the conversation I wanted you to be a part of. But hey, we're all grown, right? Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, so insightful. Thank you, Sarah. I learned with my ex, I kept getting yeast infections, but when we broke up, I was not getting them. This is so correct. I was eating right. He was not. Absolutely. Our reproductive health, ladies, is tied to our partners. It is tied to our diets. 100%. So if anytime you continuously get infections or you continuously have certain things with our bodies, can really cause a lot of harm. So I'm going to read like some snippets of the book so you guys can get a feel and maybe you can go ahead and purchase the book for yourself. But it says an abdominal unhealthy prolapse and constipation is another one too, ladies. If you are not going to the bathroom regularly, that's why I'm doing my detoxes. We have to get that stuff out of our guts. Thank you, Ms. Demita Joe. It's just like, we're talking about my daddy over here. I'm grown, but still it's like a little awkward, you know? Okay, so constipated, constructive colon can cause a prolapse wound. What does that mean? Where's my phone? So you guys, anytime you don't understand a word or anytime you don't know something, please look it up. We don't want to be ignorant to something that can really know what it is. It says a bulging or falling out of body part, such as rectum or vagina. Oh my gosh. That commonly occurs because of weakened tissues. So basically it's saying something like when things are starting to deteriorate pretty much. Womb. If the colon is deteriorating, it's prolapsed. I think that's the word, prolapsed. It collapses down on the womb, causing poor circulation within the womb, blocking fallopian tubes, cramping during menses, irregular menstruational flow, and constricted ovaries. You are more susceptible to womb infections, growth, and womb pain. You guys, all this stuff is super, super crucial. So it says creating colon wellness. So our colons, like I said, are tied to our good womb health, ladies. So it says, since the condition of the colon affects the wellness or disease of the womb, remember I talked about the fibroids and things like that. So it says, since a condition of the colon affects the wellness of disease of the womb, one of the first priorities is to regain a normal, balanced, and healthy colon. So before we go figuring out what's wrong with our wombs, right, even though we should take care of those things ASAP because it can cause us to be sterile and things like that and have further complications. Once we figure out, you know, hey, is my cervix and everything straight and we're good, then we have to start on the colon. So getting detoxing, you guys, is super, super important. I have products. Did I put the product link below? Products normally below. If you want to do a detox, colon cleansing is super, super important. Getting that waste out, because we carry around a lot of waste, especially if you notice that you have a more of a gut. Maybe you had kids and things like that. There may be a lot of waste that's just in there because the muscles aren't there anymore to like squeeze all that out. And even me as a skinny woman, as a naturally thin woman, I still have to detox and cleanse my colon because, you know, all of our bodies don't naturally flush it out because of the things that we eat. So it says in a 12 week program of colon wellness, you can restore a prolapsed or impacted colon to its normal state. So it's saying with her rules and her regulations that she's giving you in this book, you can restore your body back to health. We don't have to get a lot of these surgeries. Again, I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice. I'm just giving you information so you can do your research for yourself. So it says, try to follow this regimen to provide relief to your colon, eating fresh vegetables and fruit, drinking fresh juices, particularly green juices. So if you have a fresh pressed juice, get a juicer, juice some juices on your own. The Dr. Sebi juices are really good. If you live in Atlanta, Arden's Garden has amazing fresh juices that you can get by the quarter gallon or the quarts, and then the juices. I love those. I post those on my page all the time. It says drink 6 8-ounce glasses of distilled or purified water daily. Take and herbal laxatives, soaking flax seeds. It gives you a lot of recipes in this book. Massage your abdomen from right to left with olive or castor oil will also help you go as well. Like taking some castor oil in your hand and rubbing your abdomen. And this is good for children too on the outside, but again, do your research. Do abdominal exercises such as leg raises, leg swings, sit-ups, or do a dance of the womb exercises in Gateway 3, which is in the book. So it just tells you by eating right, exercising, and, you know, making sure that you're doing the laxatives, colon cleansing, taking the detox and stuff, that you can heal your gut health in a amount of weeks by eating the right things. So does anybody have any questions, concerns, comments? You guys, it talks about the breasts. It talks about so much in this book. It gives you breast facts. It gives you womb facts. Okay, so how to starve and release tumors and cysts. We can talk about that because it says how to feed. So how to feed growing tumors. Let's talk about how our bodies grow these tumors and grow these cysts and grow all of these things. Again, men, this is super important. So you can also, if you're dating or if you have a woman, you can talk to her about these things. So this is how we grow tumors and cysts. And we create heavy menstrual bleeding as well. Foods that feed the tumors and cysts into the womb or breasts of a woman. So we can get breast cancer and tumors in our breasts as well. It says, beware of the war on the womb, flesh, pork, beef, chicken, or fish. So basically flesh foods. And she had a thing in this book that made me really want to go vegan. It's been a back and forth thing. She even says you can start vegetarian and eat fish lightly, especially if it's good fish. Okay, KB says, I missed the beginning. What's the book and the topic for today? So the book is, we're reading out of Sacred Woman, and the topic for today is good womb health. A lot of us, have a lot of issues. Your partner's health is extremely important. Please go back and see the beginning. I want to carry on for those who were here so they don't hear a repeat. But a lot of the things that we eat, consume, and our partners have a lot to do with our gut, our womb health. If we're fighting a cyst, if we're fighting a lot of infections, yeast infections, vaginosis, all of these things, it could be our diets or it could be our partners. So we're reading right now on things that cause the womb to get a cyst, that cause cramping, that cause heavy menstrual bleeding or irregular bleeding. Good morning. Good morning, Dang Dion. So it says, beware of the war on the womb. So flesh, pork, beef, chicken, or fish. Ooh. But she does give you a vegetarian option if you want to wean yourself off. She gives you some stuff in here that's pretty good to help you through that process if you're not ready yet. But our food is really tied to this. Cow or goat's milk, cow and goat cheese, milk, sugar-based ice cream, eggs. I don't know what this word means. Starches. Debilitized starches. What does debilitized mean? Let's go look at that. What does that mean? Debilitized. Debilitized means to make of, devil of, becomes devilish. So devilized. Starches, fried foods, acid sperm produced by your mate if he eats the foods listed above. So it might not be you that's causing you irritants, a lot of things. It could be your partner. So we got to make sure that y'all are both on the same page. So another thing's emotions and states that feed tumors and cysts into the womb or the breast. Beware of the war on the womb with anger. We talked about getting rid of anger, worry, resentment, lack of forgiveness, lack of love, and depression. Didn't know that. So these things, the things that I just read, can really traumatize the womb. So it says how to starve and release tumors or cysts and heavy menstrual bleeding. So this is foods that feed wellness into the womb or breast of the woman and create a disease-free body temple. Vegetarian proteins, nuts, seeds, beans, lentils, sprouts, spirulina, soy, nuts, seed milk like oat milk, almond milk, calcium sources, fresh fruit juices, fresh vegetables and fruit, organic is best, alkaline sperm, meaning acid free. Feed your man pure foods as listed above to maximize the vibration of your love. Hello. That's why I didn't want my daddy on here. You know what I'm doing? Natural food consumption creates a balance. Emotions and states and an affirmation that feed wellness into the womb or breasts of the woman and create a disease-free body temple. Affirm daily. I am joyful, loving, patient, peaceful, hold, and a shining being. I affirm on this day that I no longer feel a tumor or a cyst in my body to my body temple. I release and let go of all foods, emotions, and people that have a negative effect upon me so that I may be free of tumors and dwell within me. Beloved Creator, give me the strength to change so that I am free of all that ails me. I love that. So it also gives you affirmations and meditations. This book is an all around womb Bible pretty much for women. And then it also gives you, like, if you have a certain discharges, what to do. And this was so interesting, you guys. I love almond milk. I want to wean myself off of almond milk and go more into oat milk, because the ingredients in almond milk, I'd be like, Let's see. Kiki says, stop heavy menstruals would be Jesus on the main line. Kiki, are you a woman or a man? I think that you're a man, Kiki, because of some things that you say, but are you a woman? Because if you are, then you already know. Jesus on the main line is for real. Especially the heaviness, but it has to do, you guys, with a lot of the things that we eat, what we consume, how we feel. And one thing I'm learning in my relationship is communication is key, because if something bothers us, holding it in, and I know that everything doesn't have to be a battle or a conversation, but sometimes releasing your insecurities, releasing and acknowledging the things that you battle with as a woman to your partner or to someone, it allows them to come out. But if they sit and fester and you hold on, resentment can start, separation from your partner can start. So it's very important that we have a high emotional intelligence. I'm lactose intolerant. A lot of us are, Edwan, a lot of us are, but with lactose intolerant just means you can't eat cow's milk, drink cow's milk. You can drink almond milk. You can drink oat milk. A lot of us are lactose intolerant. We're not supposed to really consume cow's milk in the way that we do. We're not supposed to consume dairy the way that we do. The Western diet is trash. Let's just keep it a buck. Like when they were telling us, drink milk for calcium, like a lot of the things that they were pushing us as kids, like Got Milk, those Got Milk commercials and campaigns, those were not healthy for us at all. All the milk that we consumed as children is not good for us, wasn't good for us. And I believe that's why we have a lot of the issues that we have now. But we can always revert and change it. So let's see. It says tumors. Dissolving a tumor in a cyst requires that you diligently liquefy your diet with distilled water, herbs, live organic vegetables and fruits, and specifically formulated for womb cleansing. You will always need to employ enemas, colonics, salt baths, and castor oil and clay packs to avoid consuming flesh and dairy, meat, fish, poultry, milk, cheese, ice cream, yogurt, and eggs. And most of us, that is our diets. Most of us, we consume that on a daily basis. And again, this isn't something that's like, you're doing it all wrong. It's just information. And you might be ready for it now. You might be ready for it in a few years or a few months. When I first picked up this book, I was not ready. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we eat on a daily basis that this book tells us it's not really good for us. And I wasn't ready to hear it. So it's okay. This is just information for you. At least you know, right? So it says, get more rest, meditate, do journal work, and perform a dance of the womb, which it gives in this book. If you stick to this regimen, you will notice that after 1 or 3 months, the tumor or cyst that once was once solid will be immalleable. Once locked within a particular spot within your womb will begin to move from one spot to another. Instead of being hard to the touch, the tumor will then have softened. So before we go and get these surgeries that they say that we can have, let's look at our diet. Let's look at what we're eating. Let's look at what our partners are eating. So it says, this is an indication that the tumor is in the process of dislodging itself from your womb. Nature is winning on the behalf of your womb, and the tumor is losing the war. As the months proceed and you grow into your womb wellness and consciousness, you will find that you'll experience bouts of womb discharge. This means that the tumor or cyst is breaking up, liquefying, and draining out of your vagina. In time, there will be less to no vaginal discharges and few days of menses. There will also be less or no vaginal odor, blood clotting, and PMS will have been eliminated. Zara, hush, baby. It says, warning. At this point now, making sure you guys aren't commenting. Hope you guys are with me still. If you guys are just joined in, we're reading Sacred Women, Womb Health, and we're talking about how important our womb health is and how important our guts are to our womb health and things like that. So it says, warning. At this point, now that you are better, you must remain aware that you cannot go back to your old, stressful, toxic lifestyle. If you do, you may regress and experience the return of the tumors and the other vaginal disorders. So this is not a diet. This is a lifestyle that we have to adopt when we're ready, right? I can't wait for y'all to see my refrigerator. It looks so good. Okay, so if you guys aren't following me on Instagram, hope you guys are up there because I'm posting that video today. After all, this whole process is not about diet or a few techniques. It's about an entire lifestyle transformation, one that will ultimately bring you about healing inside your womb. So again, if this is something that has been a problem for you, if you've had issues conceiving, if you've had abdominal pain during sex, discharge, you get infections really bad, this may be the cause, right? So we're going to keep reading. The detoxifying process will get rid of waste and poisons that have been in your body for years, you guys. All of those who fast experience cleansing reactions when they begin. So don't be alarmed. So when you start the fast or when you start a fast or anything like that, sometimes things have to come out before they get better. It says, however, the more time you spend preparing for your fast, eating more raw foods and vegetables and less produced your detox reaction may be. So if you prepare for your fast, right, if you know that you're going to fast, if you know you're going to change your diet, just start doing it slowly but surely. You don't have to go cold turkey, but it allows you just to help yourself wean yourself off. It says you may experience anywhere from 1 to 3 cleansing reactions. Here's a list of some of the things that you may experience during the first few days of fasting. Headaches, heavy breathing, flatulence, I don't know what that word means. Flauntness, y'all just, okay, we just gonna look this word up. Flatulence, I can't pronounce the word, gas pretty much. weakness, fever, shortness of breath, fatigue, skin and skin, eruptions, rising blood pressure, nightmares, no patience, mood swings, menstrual confusion, headaches, pain, heavy bleeding, depression, dizziness, and more menstrual clotting, vaginal discharge, and blurry vision. So when you're doing the detox, if you decide to pick this book up and start the process and you have a partner or somebody that's in your home or your children, it's really good to talk to them about the process that you're going to go through, because the first part of it is like you're withdrawing. It's like I was watching this documentary about health, and it was talking about when you start eliminating things from your diet that we've been eating for a long time, like a lot of starches are tied to sugars, right? Breads and carbs and all of these things, cheese and the dairy and things like that. Our bodies are addicted to these things. That's why we crave them, right? That's why we want them all the time. That's why we're like, when we see some melted cheese, we like, heck yeah, bring it on. Because we love stuff like that, right? Because our bodies are used to consuming the bad. So when you wean yourself off and you detox your body from these ailments or these things that are not good for us, what happens is your body goes into withdrawal. Like if you cleanse yourself from sugar, if you ever took a sugar detox, your body withdraws. Like if you were weaning yourself off cigarettes, if you were weaning yourself off drugs, you go through some of the same type of irritants and things. But this is just for a short period of time. You will come back to normal. And it says general detoxification tips. And then we're going to, please let me know your comments below. What do you guys think so far? Are you guys like, did you know this? Was this shocking? Do you guys want to get the book? I would love to know. So it says these restrictions are a result of years of poor diet, nighttime eating, ingesting too much starch or too much sugar, a heavy meat intake. Wings are my weakness. I got to get off of that. Meat intake, along with consuming a lot of fried foods and dairy products, especially my skinny girls. I know that we may not pack on weight, but it's extremely important because our bodies, Zara, you have to wait, baby, get down. It is extremely important because our bodies are not supposed to consume these things. So just because we're not gaining weight in the same that other women may, we still have to take care of our bodies nonetheless. The reactions you may be experience can last from an hour or 2 or 3 days. The best way to help your body adjust to these changes is to first discontinue drinking all fruit juices until the symptoms subside. However, do continue taking your vegetable juice combinations. So basically, I guess like fruit juices, maybe like. Oh, vegetable. So don't consume the fruit, consume the vegetable juices. Okay. Drinking only vegetable juices will stabilize and strengthen your body before deeper cleansing continues when you resume taking the fruit juices. Take enemas immediately using only warm water and a quarter size enema bag. Now, for those of us who have never done this before, a lot of these things can probably be very uncomfortable. Because I have never done the procedure of an enema. And for those of you who don't know, go look it up. But I am interested in colonics. And colonics are something that you can go somewhere and get done by somebody else. So you don't have to do it. But it says enemas are important. It says discontinue taking salt baths for 2 days and take warm showers. Because this book gives you like step by step on how you should do things. Discontinue eating kidney or liver flush if you have not already done so, replacing it with fire elements, morning drinks, and things like that. So she gives you guys a lot of recipes and a lot of things. Good morning, Percy. Thank you. My physicians were talking to me about sugar. I were only thinking about actual sugar, but I've learned starches, yes, also turn into sugar. Yes. So a lot of certain potatoes, a lot of our processed starches like spaghetti noodles, our pasta here is not really made well. Even some of the, what they call gluten-free starches are not it. Destiny says, I definitely want to get this book and work on myself. I also want to do the goddess detox. Dude, this book is heavy, y'all, because it really challenges everything that we've known to be true. Zara Rose, please stop. Go sit down. I believe a lot of this stuff. I stopped eating pork and red meat and saw a major decrease in cramping during that time. Interesting. So I've stopped eating pork and a lot of red meat because my honey doesn't eat it. So when he doesn't eat it, I don't buy it. But I was consuming that stuff and I do feel the difference. I do feel better. But now, this week we're trying all vegan, or I shopped all vegan. And I will tell you, remember we had that conversation about like, how can you afford like healthy food? Y'all, the grocery cart was packed and I spent way less money, especially if you stay in the produce area. Like if you only grab fruits and vegetables and you don't worry about all the box stuff. The box stuff is the expensive stuff. I got a whole cart full of fresh everything. And then depending on your household and depending on how much you guys consume, you really don't want to buy too much because you don't want it to go to waste, right? You don't want to get overly excited and over shop and spend too much. So you have to kind of know who's in your household, but replace the snacks with fruit. You know, instead of snacking on chips, snack on celery or snack on, like, right now, a lot of good things are in season, like strawberries. And we bought some cherries and I've been messing those cherries up. Okay. Is quinoa healthy? I believe so. There are certain grains that are really, 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 really good for us, Sarah. So I think quinoa is one of the good ones. But we just really went in. And so, like, that's how I'm going to raise my children to do, like, hey, if you're hungry, go grab an apple, go grab a banana, go grab some fruit, right? You can have fruit or you can eat this or you're not going to eat. And I've done that with my nieces and nephews when they're over my house and they're like, Auntie Bibi, I want a snack. I'm hungry and I'm cooking, or I know I'm going to cook. Okay, you can grab an apple in the meantime. You know, so just replacing, like, the snacking, maybe instead of grabbing the chips, we grab a nectarine or a tangerine. Instead of grabbing this, we grab, you know, just grab a different alternative. Like, if you want a crunch, maybe some celery, and even celery with hot sauce, because they always serve it with I know that sounds so bad. They always serve it with wings. Celery with hot sauce, celery with ranch, celery with peanut butter. I wasn't the biggest celery fan, but as I'm getting older, there are certain fruits and vegetables that I didn't like when I was a kid that I like now. So just really experiment and try it. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Let's see. Miss Demina Joe said, this is my sign to do a food haul again. I used to do plant-based food hauls and take talking about recipes I would make. I love that. I say do it. This book, definitely, like, when you guys open this book, and again, there's so much information in this book, but yeah, and I can't wait for y'all to see mine too, because I went in. But honestly, if you just stay in that produce section, you can get everything you want. You can get all of your fruits and vegetables. Oh, and you can get some canned goods. Like, last night I cooked a thing of, like, a different variation of beans. So I did that with some onions and I seasoned it real good. And then I did brown rice, because brown rice is good for you. And then I did a mix of, what was it? Squash and zucchini, and seasoned it real good. And it was really, really good. I didn't miss the meat at all. Honey didn't miss the meat. His mom didn't miss me. My mom did, because my mom has not jumped on the bandwagon yet. But other than that, it was really good. Let's see. Is trail mix healthy? I just started making my own and I wasn't sure. Yes. So nuts and nuts, especially like the raw nuts, are really good. So be careful, like certain packaged nuts that have like sugar and things on them. So you want to read the label. And depending on your diet, you don't want to overdo it with the nut stuff, because there's something about overkill with. Just do a little research for yourself. But yes, nuts and things are really, really good, especially the raw. Like, if they're the more raw, the better. But at the end of the day, as long as you're consuming them, it's better than consuming, you know, the other stuff. Let's see. Good morning. What are we talking about today? We are talking about sacred woman. We're talking about our womb health. Please, if you guys are coming on at the end, please go back and listen to this topic. I will change the title after we are done, but this is so key. Our diets are our anchor to our reproductive system. Even if you do not have, or you already have kids and you're like, I'm done with kids, this doesn't matter to me. It does, how you feel until you go through menopause. And even if you have gone through menopause, this book talks about it too. But until you are done and your reproductive organs are complete, they're super, super impactful with our health, our cysts, cramping, menstrual flow. Everything is tied to our diets and our partner's diets, because again, sperm can be toxic to us if their diets aren't right. So that's what we're talking about today. Chevy Chess says, I love celery and peanut butter. My son hates it. He loves most fresh fruits though. That's good. And then, you know, yeah, just like have them pick what they want. And even incorporating kids a part of the shopping process. Like, what kind of fruits and vegetables do you want? If you make things fun, and you just set the standard and make things the norm in your household, then that will be the norm. You know, but if we give in, like I was talking to one of my homegirls, and she was like, yeah, I cooked, but my baby girl didn't eat it. So I made her a pizza. I was like, why did she get the option to have a pizza? Because that's what she wanted. But why was it an option? For me, you eat what everybody else is eating, or you can eat some fruit. And if not, then you go to bed. Because when kids know that they can manipulate, because kids are smart. Y'all stop thinking that children are not wise. They are so wise. They know how to manipulate. They know what to do to get what they want. And if we give in and we don't hold that standard of health for them, then they're going to eat whatever they want. They're going to eat whatever they like. But if we don't introduce them to certain foods, if we make certain things a standard, like my nieces and nephews know when they come over here, Auntie Bibi's house, you eat what's cooked for you, or you get fruit. And I've never had an issue. You know, sometimes I let them have chips and things like that and popcorn and, you know, little treats. I'm not like, you know, they're still children. They should still enjoy themselves, but it's the amount that we give them. It's what we allow. We are the gatekeepers to their health. And if we never introduce them to those things in the household or we make it a standard, you know, I believe that they will follow that. And it could be very hard winging kids off of bad things when they're used to it. I noticed that I've been eating, that I eat a lot better and I feel lighter, so much better, especially energy wise. Yes. And Destiny, you're a naturally thin girl too. So absolutely, especially your thin girls, we still have to eat better, y'all. Everybody has to eat better, but we do too, because there's a misconception that we're healthier because we're thin. Not true. Good morning, Authenticating Beauty. Yes, I hated avocados as a kid and now I can eat them every day. Absolutely. So if there's things that you didn't like growing up, try them now to see if you like them. Because I used to hate celery. And for whatever reason, the other day I had some with my wings, which I'm going to stop eating. And I ate them. I was like, oh, I like celery now. Okay. 9 from 10, 100 episodes. I know. This is crazy. Oh, awesome. I recently purchased this book. Yes. So I challenge you guys, when you guys get this book, there will be things in this book that challenge your beliefs that you may not want to hear. She's not a harsh woman, though. She doesn't say it with like, you need to do this. No, just it's very informative. So when I first picked up the book, like there's things that we shouldn't eat, y'all, like crab legs and mussels and a lot of the delicacies, especially here in Atlanta, that we throw down on that we should not eat, like crawfish and certain things. And I know us people. But one thing, I was listening to 19 Keys and Earn Your Leisure yesterday, and they made a good point. Like a lot of things we eat as Black Americans were because they were given to us as scraps, as slaves, right? But just because we've made delicacies of them and just because we survived on them for so long doesn't mean that they were healthy for us, doesn't mean that they were right for us, you know? So, and sometimes it's not what we eat, it's how we eat it and how we make it. So you can still have your greens and you can still have certain things, but how we're making them, or maybe substituting some certain ingredients for others, right? Like olive oil instead of lard, or instead of butter, or things like that. Chevy Chef says, I love that you said that. I am a queen of giving it to my son. I'll fix him something healthy and he will see. I love that you said that. I am the queen of giving in to my son. I'll fix him something healthy and he will say he is full, then go into the kitchen 15 minutes later and say he's hungry and wants some goldfish. Yeah, we can't, you guys, because these kids know exactly what they need to do to manipulate. And I'm not telling you to force feed or, you know, starve your children. Of course not. But you give them options. And if you give them options, like, hey, you're either eating this, what I prepared for you, or you can have some fruit, or you're just not going to have the chips. They're going to throw the fit. They're going to fall out. They're going, because they're not used to not getting their way, especially mothers. My homegirl got a son too, especially mothers, you know, especially with those boys. And it's easier to give in, right? It's easier to just be like, okay, stop crying. This is what you want. But when you give them those two options, it becomes a habit and it becomes, you know, just what happens at mommy's house. Now, if they go to dad's house or they go to somebody else's house and they give them stuff, there's only so much you can do to control that, right? But at mommy's house, or at home, this is how we eat. And then as they get older, you explain why you're doing it. We're making sacrifices now so we can be healthier later. I understand that at Johnny's house, they have a lot of starches and fruit, I mean, and chips and things like that, but that's really not healthy. And that's not how we eat. And I care about you. I want you to live a long, healthy life. I want you to play sports and be nice and big and strong. And those foods don't make you strong. They make you weak. So I think explaining to kids, because sometimes we don't do that enough. We just tell them, this is what I say and what I say goes. But I really think if you explain it to them, you give them those options of, hey, you can have this, or that's, those are your only two options, and allow them to kind of go through the emotions and then pick the fruits and vegetables they like. It does work. I've seen it. I've done it. But it's really up to the parent to be solid on what you believe your household should eat, because God forbid, right? You always give in to your kids and they always got the treats and they always got the sugar and the snacks. And then your child, God forbid, gets diabetes, or your child has gains too much weight. You're responsible. You know, and then now you have to put your kid on a diet, and now you have to go to the doctor. And I know that from what I hear, because I'm not a parent yet, from what I hear, doctors shame parents all the time behind that little door. So do you want to be embarrassed? Do you, like, what type of, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not trying to guilt trip anybody, but it is our responsibility as parents and as a village around our people and around our children to ensure that they're eating as healthy as possible, because for the longevity of their lives, we don't want to be the cause of giving our children diabetes. We don't want to be the cause of our kids being obese as adults, because once the weight is on, it's very hard to get off. So I've heard. So we want to do our due diligence as mothers, as aunts, as grandmothers, in the whole nine, to ensure that our children are consuming good food. Jador says, my kids consume fruits and water all day long, but vegetables, it's a battle. So I have to make spinach smoothies and sweet potato pancakes to sneak them in. I was watching, Chic Natural, and that's how she sneaks in a lot of her kids' vegetables, like the spinach and all the green leafy vegetables. She puts them in smoothies. And so if you put them in smoothies, especially if they're babies, and you water it down with like coconut water, they will drink that right up because it's sweet. They love it. Naturally C says, I have this book and haven't read it yet. Please pick it up. It's really, really good. It all starts with the parents, in all honesty. Absolutely. And then if your kids aren't used to eating a lot of junk, right? And they eat a lot of fruits and vegetables at home, when they do eat junk, their stomachs are going to hurt. I remember when I was in the military, when we went through basic training, we weren't allowed to eat sugar, ice cream, candy. For those of you who have to go to work, bye. We weren't allowed to eat any chips, anything like that, right? So for about 4 to 6 weeks, we had 3 meals a day. That was it. We got a little Nutri-Grain bar, water. All we could consume is water. And when I say that the time that we were able to go get those things, I was 100% sick, felt horrible. Before we go, sorry, this question is off topic, but I was in ATL last week. As far as traffic, do people leave the house 2 hours? No, you can get anywhere in Atlanta about 30 to 40, 45 minutes with traffic. It's just all the time, but no, it's not bad. It moves a lot more than people think it does. It's just all the time, depending on the time of day. Celery juice is therapeutic too. It gets rid of strep and viruses. Ooh, thank you, Turquoise. Check out Medical Medium. Okay, I'm gonna check that out. But yes, you guys. But no, the traffic here in Atlanta is not as bad as it looks. It actually moves. Unless there's an accident that blocks the whole thing, then yeah, then it's really bad. Because people don't care about people on the highway out here. Ms. Mija, oh my God, people used to eat Halls because they miss candy when I was in the military. Exactly. Exactly. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. We will continue the conversation of Sacred Woman. I hope that you guys learned something. I hope that you guys go get this book. I did put the link in the chat. I will put it down below after we are done on YouTube. Please go get this book, Sacred Woman. If you have it, dust it off, open it, read it. Just skim through it. You don't even have to read it from cover to cover. Just skim through it and see what resonates with you. See what you need. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful, blessed day. Thank you. Have a great day. And again, happy belated Mother's Day. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.